Once we really become possessors of eternal life, if we could walk holy and obedient to His Word, we would never even have to be concerned about death. We would never have to be concerned about sickness and disease. And one day, when the King gets through with us, He'll do us just like He did Enoch. He just translates us to home.
Or Elijah.
Yeah, same thing. Elijah the fiery chariot. Come and picked him up, right?
So you think there's more than just those two in history?
Who knows? I have no doubt that there is more. If those two men accomplished that wonderful feat, there's got to be other men and women that have done the same thing. God just didn't write it in His Word to tell us about it.
So people just thought they disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. Or who knows? Maybe you see somebody that's translated, and when a man's translated, that doesn't mean flesh and blood can't inherit God's kingdom up there, the third heaven. So let's say you're in perfect health. I mean, you're 120 years old. I mean, you're running around like a teenager. You know, nobody'd never know you're 76. I mean, you know, I know you are, but nobody would never know it. You know, I mean, here you are 76 years old getting around like a teenager. You know, and so you're casting out demons, healing the sick, walking in obedience to God's Word, and you get to be 120 years old. And one day you're running down, you're doing something, and all of a sudden you take a step and you say, "Why, Lord, where am I? Why, look at these streets of gold." He said, "It was time for you to come home. I just translated you. And back on earth, there's your body lay."
Amen. They thought you died when you didn't.
Yeah. I mean, the body, the spirit's gone. And so there's the body just left laying there. And they're out there trying to resuscitate this thing. And this thing, there ain't no spirit in it. And when the Spirit of God leaves it, it's dead. But you didn't see death. You were translated. You never even experienced it. You know, who knows? That's the way I believe every Christian should go home to be with Jesus. There should never be a Christian die in a hospital with sickness and disease. You know, not after what Jesus done for us. I mean, the King bore our sickness and removed our disease on the cross in Matthew 8:17. He said that. So we should never die sick. I mean, so we're serving Him, we're loving Him, we're walking obedient to His Word. And He says here, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, if a man keeps My sayings, he shall never see death." And so 75, 80, 90 is just a number. One day you get 120. Was Moses 120? Was Moses a sinner? No. Was Moses walking in obedience to God's Word? Yes. How many sins did Moses commit on his 120th? One. God told him, says, "Moses, speak to the rock." He'd been totally obedient. He had never gotten crossways with these people and everything. But now then, he's driven to the limit, unfortunately. But he was a very fortunate man to make it 40 years. I couldn't find a multitude the size of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I couldn't take this little group and walk with y'all for 40 years without getting unhappy with one of you somewhere. Y'all know what I mean? I mean, you know, there's somebody's going to say something that's going to set you off if you're not careful, right? That's just the way we are. But Moses didn't. He was a meek man. He was power under control. And finally, at 120, God says, "Moses, speak to the rock, and I'll water my people." And he goes up and said, "You stiff neck and obstinate bunch, aren't you ever going to believe?" Bam, bam. Rock. And when he struck that rock, who did he strike? The Lord. He hit the Lord. He said that rock was Christ. And he struck Jesus. You ever think about it like that?
No, that's Revelation 9.
And Jesus said, "Okay, that's it. I told you to speak to that rock. I'm that rock. And I told you to speak to that rock, and I'd bring forth that water. And you hit that rock. When you did, you hit me." So he said, "Today is your end, Moses. You're going to go up on the mountain and you're going to die. You will, because you've disobeyed me." How many times did he disobey? One. And what did it cost him? His life. Serious stuff, huh? God is serious. Now then, he was talking to Moses face to face. He talks to us by His Spirit. But He promises us right here. And then we go to 11:26, I think it is. That's where I had the 26, I think, crossed with John 11:26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in Me, if you live and breathe in Him, you shall die at 60. Is that what that said? When does He say you'll die? Ooh. You know, that's more than the average Christian can comprehend. We can't even go there. We can't even think. We have trouble believing that Jesus will keep us well. But He says, and this is a second witness. And who are you a whosoever?
Yes.
I mean, that didn't put no limitations on it, did it? And whosoever liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. Believest thou this? No, we don't believe that. No, we don't believe that. You ask every Christian, do you believe you can walk in divine health? No, I think everybody's got to be sick. We've been trained wrong, haven't we? Now I want to take you to Matthew 8, 16 and 17, and I want to show you what Jesus said about us in Matthew 8, 16 and 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, and He cast out their spirits with His word and healed a few of the sick people. Oh, He cast out these devils. What was making them sick? Sin. Devils, right? So He cast out the devil. In other words, somebody said, but devil, demons is not what make us sick. Oh, yes, they are. They are our enemy, I guarantee you. But He cast out the spirits with His word, and then after He cast out the spirits, He said, and He healed all that were sick by casting out the spirits, the ones that were sick. I was up in the Northeast teaching these things one time, and a lady jumped up back there, and she said, you know, Jesus come, He didn't ask people to repent of sin. He just healed them. I said, ma'am, you and I must be reading a different book. She said, I never found any place in it where it says Jesus said, repent of your sins so I can heal you. I said, ma'am, Jesus had a forerunner called John the Baptist, and he only had one message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I said, so John walked across this country baptizing people, getting them to repent of all their sins. So when the king showed up, people were in a state of repentance so he could heal them. I said, he can't heal you until you repent. I said, well, no repentance, no healing. I said, you'll never find a principle anywhere else in God's Word other than He forgives your iniquities or sin, and then He heals your diseases. That's the order. You'll find it everywhere. So I said here, and when the evening was come, they brought unto Him many that were possessed with devils, demons. And in fact, there's only one devil, but there's many demons. And of course, that word there in the King James is translated devil here, but it's really demon. Possessed with demons, and He cast out the spirits or the demons with His word, and then healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself, Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Now, if He took my infirmities and bare my sickness, then why in the world should I ever be sick? I should never be sick if Jesus bore my sickness. So the first time something comes up on you, anything, or if you hurt your foot in a little accident, or you break it, well, the first thing should be out of your mouth when you come and say, Lord, how did I sin? What did I do wrong? Because You promised me in Psalm 34 that if I walk holy in Your presence, there will never be a broken bone in my body. So if I got a broken bone, I sin somewhere. Psalm 34 clearly in depth teaches you that you will never have a broken bone if you walk holy in obedience to His word. But He says right here that He Himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Isn't that something? So if we walk in obedience to His word and we do not sin, this is confirming everything we've been reading. He says that if we don't sin, are we going to be healed? Sure. In other words, if you receive your healing by faith after you repent of all your sins, technically speaking, you don't even need anybody to pray for you anymore. When it becomes a revelation to you that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed, all you have to do to get healed if you have a problem is to repent of your sin and command the spirits to leave that are causing your problem, and you will be healed. But now you've got to be that man of faith to be able to do that. If you are that man of faith, you can get that done. Oh, yeah. As long as he knows.
And he knows that you really do believe, then you can have that.
Amen.
But you got to really believe it.
Oh, you got to really believe it, Bill. That's right.
You got to really believe it. Above anything.
Above everything. That's right. And if you don't. In fact, let's go to faith, and let's look at a little bit about what faith does here. And let's go from here. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6 and 7. And let's see what happens in James 1, 5, 6, and 7. He says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now then, if anybody lacks wisdom, all you got to do is go to God. And now, there's only one place to get wisdom. Now, you can get knowledge, you can get understanding from going to school and all these other things, but you can't get wisdom. Wisdom is understanding or knowing what to do with the knowledge you have. Now, I've seen men with PhDs from many different colleges that can't get a job. They can't make a living, can't support their family, but when it comes to education, they got it. And then you see some old country boy out here that was raised up out on the farm. He never been to school, but just maybe 10 or 12 years in his life. And he is providing for his wife. And I think about this young man that he had a farm and had a little fruit stand up there by the road. And I mean, he was farming and he was selling stuff and he was doing good and everything else. And he sent his son off to college. He wanted his son to be able to make something good out of himself. So he went to college, and when he come home from college and graduated, he told his dad, he said, Dad, what are you doing with all these signs out and all this stuff here? Don't you know there's a recession on?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.